Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.
And good afternoon, depending upon where you are right now. This is the USCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. Greetings to you all, dear fellow USCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. As I always start this broadcast with this scripture, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you by means of UFCCM Anointed Radio, extending a hearty welcome to all of you who are with us today, whether you're on your phone, on our UFCCM Facebook page, or on UFCCM.org, which is our UFCCM website. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We thank our Heavenly Father for his love, grace, and mercy toward us, and for his new mercies every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Before we go any further, let us now go before the Lord in prayer and reading of scripture by our very own Pastor Sherry Atkinson. Bless you, Pastor Atkinson.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to our ecumenical patriarch, our Bishop Mother, Teacher Tindall. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bishop Haywood, and to everyone that's on this broadcast, I bring you greetings from Texas. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I just humbly come before you right now, giving you thanks, praising you always just for another day, for another opportunity for all of us to gather today. Father God, we pray in advance for Pastor Rose as she brings forth the word today, Lord God. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord God, that the word is going to penetrate our hearts. Lord God, it'll give us more purpose, more meaning, more understanding. Lord God, we just bless you. We praise you. Father God, I just take a minute and I just remember the people who lost their lives last week in my area, Lord God, when that mall was bombed, Father God. I'm still praying for those family members who lost their loved ones and for those who are still in the hospital, God. We just thank you for your divine protection over us. Even on this morning, where I'm at, someone said that there was a gunman here right now where I am. So, Father God, I just thank and I praise you, Lord God, that I am safe. I'm
yes,
still
God.
Where I'm at. I have not left the facility. I'm inside, and I'm safe. So I thank God just for another opportunity. to praise his name. Hallelujah. Now today's scripture reading. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 5. Give me a moment to find these glasses. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5 verses. Well, be at peace. Beginning at verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and over you in the Lord. Admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exalt you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among you and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Jesus concerning you, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, and abstain from the appearance of evil. Hallelujah. I know I've said a mouthful. My heart is like racing. But nevertheless, I thank God that let's just remember this much out of this reading. Let's be patient towards all men and never render evil for evil. Let's do good because that is the will of God. Always let's do good and just continue to pray. Continue to pray in every situation, every circumstance for all men. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Sherry, for that beautiful prayer.
I'm still so baffled.
And right now, we pray God's divine protection and covering over you, around you, for you, where you are right now, in the name of Jesus. We decree it and we declare it and we believe it is done in Jesus' name. So calm yourself and know that God's got you and his divine protection will keep you. And we thank you for that scripture that you read today in Thessalonians, those verses admonishing us to pray, but also to honor those that labor among us in the Lord. And speaking of labor, we give honor and thanks for our ecumenical patriarch, an awesome, humble man of God who labors among us, as well as our board of bishops and our speaker and everyone in our ministry that labors among us in the Lord. And while I'm speaking of that, I would like to take a moment for us to just think about and honor our very own Bishop J.G. Kramer to be with the Lord. Bishop Kramer was the jurisdictional bishop of the Southeast Jurisdiction, a wonderful, loving man of God, and such an inspiration to me in our many conversations, and a supporter of the Ministry of Laity Training. And also to our dear Sister Vicki Kibler from the Bread of Life Cathedral of Hope, such a beautiful woman of God. We love her so much. And she was such a faithful listener, speaker for the Ministry of Laity Training Outreach broadcast, as well as a regular participant in our Zoom Laity Network Connections quarterly meeting. We just praise God for them. We thank God for their example and their lives, and they will never be forgotten for their contributions to the kingdom and the work of the USCCM. And let us keep Mother Kramer and keep Sister Deaconess Vicki's family in our prayers. Well, today we're continuing on with broadcast focused on our annual theme, which is, as you know by now, prevailing through the power of prayer. And this reminds us not only to pray, but of the power of prayer as we prevail through prayer. We're so honored today to have as our speaker Pastor Audrey Rhodes of the USCCM Ecclesiastical Province of Massachusetts, which is headquartered in Brockton, Massachusetts. It is fondly known as TPOM. And the provincial bishop there is His Grace, Bishop Ronald S. Hobson. Pastor Rhodes is such a sweet and beautiful and loving woman of God. She's an anointed, a great preacher and leader of God's people. And she is going to be sharing with us today on the subject, the necessity of prevailing in prayer. And here to introduce Pastor Rhodes and to present her is Elder-elect Adrian Wiggins, who is also a member of Pastor Rhodes Church and also happens to be her daughter. After Elder Wiggins completes her introduction, the next voice you will hear will be that of our very own Pastor Audrey Rhodes. Bless you, Elder Wiggins.
Good afternoon. Bless you all. First, I give honor to God, our Lord and Savior, to our EP, Bishop Tyndall, Mother Bishop, E-Bob, Scob, and all the national officials. I am Elder-elect Adrian Wiggins Chan, a member of the TPOM under our Bishop Ronald S. Hobson Sr., and of course our Pastor Audrey Rhodes. I'm here just to give a brief background just of my mother, Pastor Audrey Rhodes. She's originally born and raised in Alabama, Greensboro, Alabama. She came to Boston, Massachusetts in the late 70s, as she would say, to have a good time. And Lord got a hold to her, and she had just that, a good time in the Lord. And I have to say my pastor, my mother, has come a long way in just thanking God for who she is. She's married. She has 4 children, 22 grandchildren, and 2 great-grands. Excuse me, 3 great-grands now. So we give honor to God for who she is and what he's doing in her life at this moment in time. And we thank God for this opportunity for our pastor. And we're going to be in prayer for Pastor as you go forward and deliver the word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory, amen. We thank God for being in the midst. We give honor to God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, giving honor to our Bishop, E.P., Bishop Tyndall, amen, to Mother Bishop, praise God, E.Bob, Scott, Peepon, and all the national officials, amen, my Bishop, Ronald S. Hopkins, Sr., amen, and to all the saints of God at this time, amen. We bless God, amen, amen, the opportunity to come and speak, amen, on something that I love, prayer, amen, and prevailing through the power of prayer, amen. And I came with the subject, the necessity of prevailing through the power of prayer. But before we go, we're going to pray, amen. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to come, God, to give a word to your people, and as you impart into the woman of God, amen, what to say and how to say it, glory to God, that it may empower your people, that it may heal, that it may deliver and set free in this hour. That Audrey decrease, God, that you may glorify yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen and thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. The word prevailing, amen, in the power of prayer, prevailing is a proven being superior in strength and power of influence, amen. Amen. In this time and day, amen, it's a necessity that we know how to pray, know who to go to and talk to in this hour, and know what to say, amen, in this hour of time. There is so much going on, as our Pastor Sherry Atkins was saying, there's just so much going on, and just where she is right now, it's a necessity that we know how to reach God, how to go to God and pray the word of God, amen, for such a time as this, amen. Not take it lightly, the position that we have as a people of God, a people that know how to pray, know how to go before God and have that confidence that when we go to him, that we know who we're going to and what he will do and what he's going to do if we hold on in prayer, amen, for such a time as this, being able to connect with him and being able to talk to him and be confident that what we're asking him to do, when our back is up against the wall, when everything in our life seems to be upside down and it seems like God is not hearing us, but be confident in this one thing, that we know that he hears us and that he is there. And the thing for us to do is to continue to talk to him and continue to believe that he hears us as we talk to him, amen. And that being confident and just knowing that we have power with God in this hour. We're living in the last days, and there's so much going on, excuse me, that it is important that we pray, amen, that we talk to God, that we communicate with him. And when we go to him, amen, just know that he hears us, amen. We need a prayer life in this time. We need to know the importance of, as kingdom people, that we have to be having an intimacy with God. And when we go to him, just tell him that what you're asking him for, that he's able to bring that thing and that it will come to pass, amen, in such a time as this. And God is, he's looking for people that will pray, looking for the saints to come together and prevail and intercede in these times when it's tough times and people are giving up and walking away from the faith. He's looking for people that will hold on to the horns of the altar. Don't mind coming in and interceding on behalf of a people in this hour, prevailing in prayer, amen. We get strength, amen. We become confident, amen. We become intimate with God when we're prevailing in prayer for such a time as this, amen. It keeps us on our toes. It keeps us in tune with God and what he's doing in this season, amen. Praise God. Our scripture, amen, sorry, is coming from Matthew 26 and 36, amen, through 40. Chapter 26, 36 through 46, amen. I'm going to read, amen, praise God. So then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away the second time and prayed, "My Father, if it's not possible for the cup to be taken away unless I drink, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left then and went once more and prayed for the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered to the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was prevailing, amen, in prayer at that time, amen. He knew what was going to happen, but he didn't want his will to be done. He wanted the will of the Father to be done, amen. And when we prevail in prayer, we're confident that we're talking to God and that he hears, amen. Remember, when we go to him, firstly, we need to be humble, amen. We need to be persistent, amen. We need to be confident in this thing. And when we go, make sure that we have a repentant heart. Don't go to God and you know that you done wronged your sisters or brothers or you done cussed out your neighbor or you didn't treat somebody right. You go and get that thing right, because we want God to hear our prayers when we pray, amen. Mm-hmm. We want God to honor our prayers. And if you ever want anything from God, you go in the right way. You go in with a clean slate, amen, and get it right with God so you can he can hear your prayers. I'm quite sure we all are going through some things, amen, that seem just impossible and unnecessary, and it's just taking a while for God to do it. But you hold on to the horns of the altar. Don't you faint in this hour. Don't you give up in this hour. I tell you, prayer has been my resource. It's been my connection with God. It's been my everything. And for you, that's all you need is to hold on to the prayers, amen. Hold on to your secret place. Go into your secret place and hold on to that place. And don't let go. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how the enemy or your mind talk and tell you that it's not going to happen. You hold on. Let it be the will of your Father, amen, that at this time that it's going to work out. It may take a while, but just know it's going to work out. And the Lord had given me a demonstration of how when we want to go on a trip or something, sometimes, most of the time, we want a reliable vehicle to take us. We'll rent a car, buy a new car, and knowing that that car is going to, we're expecting that car to take us where we need to go. And we're confident in that vehicle is going to get us probably, I'm just saying, from Boston to Alabama, glory to God. We may have some bumps in the road along the way and things may, we might run out of gas, but guess what? God has provided a vehicle for us, amen, through prayer to get what we want from him, amen. If you go over to Matthew 15 and 27, when the Canaanite woman went to God, amen, and she was telling them how her daughter was sick and vexed, amen, and she was doing terrible, amen, and when she went to him and she told him, and God was saying to her, you know, look, you know, I can't give the meat, you know, that I have here to the dogs, glory to God. I'm paraphrasing this, amen. And she said she was so confident that she was talking to the master. She was talking to someone that she knew that it could do this thing. And he was astonished at her being able to stand there and talk to them and said, Lord, even the dogs deserve the crumbs from the table. Glory to God. And look, we have to be confident, amen. Even Jacob, when he was had to go, and he knew he had to go back to his foreign country, to his country where he left, and he knew he had mistreated his brother and taken over the birthright, glory to God. He had to get himself together, and God let him see himself, amen, what he had done, and he wanted to go back and get it right with his brother, glory to God. But in the midst of it, glory to God, he had to wrestle with the angel, glory to God. But he told him, said, I won't let go until you bless me. And I'm telling you, people of God, don't let go. Know that you're confident that God will bless you. Whatever you have before the Lord in this hour, prevail in prayer. Stay there. Don't let go, glory to God. Hold on and know God will answer. He will answer. He may not come when you want him, but he will show up, amen. Praise God. I was reading in some, over in some of the writers, amen. They were saying how the brother of James, amen, how he prevailed in prayer, that his needs were there's so much calluses on it, amen. And that was of a certain animal, praise God, because he stayed in Ebosha in prayer and prevailed, amen, in prayer. It's something about staying in prayer. It's something about prevailing in prayer, holding on in prayer, not giving up, being confident, knowing that you have a relationship with a divine Father, a Father that's able to do what? Anything. Said the word, say, is there anything too hard for God? Whatever you're going through, know that prayer works. Know that prevailing is not in vain. Stay there. Be a consistent in your prayers. Amen. The Lord has blessed me and a couple of people, a couple of my prayer warriors, amen, to pray about nine times during the day. And I bless God, but I don't take no glory. I give him all the glory, amen. Every 3 hours, we're trying to hit that clock. And if one can't make it, we try to get together that everyone is something of power. Have we seen the miraculous miracles and work of the Lord, amen, prevailing in prayer? Don't forget, it's a necessity in these hours. Like I said, you don't know if you're going to wake up in the morning. You don't know what you're going to wake up to. As you can walk out the door now, you don't know what you're going to face. Amen. But keep praying and keep praying for the saints of God. Because God is seeking for a people that has a heart for him and that you want to pray. You have a desire to pray. That you know you're not looking to the right or the left, that you're looking to him, the author and the finisher of your faith in this hour, amen, that he will do it. And pray with the word of God, amen. Amen. That's our tool. That's our vehicle, amen. Praying with the word of God. Be confident in the word of God. Knowing the word of God. And to know the word of God, we have to read. We have to search those scriptures, amen. And know that his promises, yay and amen. Praise God, amen. To God be the glory. Bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my, what a powerful word. We're going to take a quick break, a station break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Good job, Pastor.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
Amen. We are just thankful for the message, the teaching. And I tell you what, everybody, Pastor Rose brought an energizing message, being energized through prayer, because prayer is so needed and so necessary. And as usual, I have pages of notes here, and I'm going to try to rein myself in a little bit right now, because we want to open up our lines so that those who are listening, I know you've been blessed. I know you've been energized. I know you've been encouraged. I know your confidence about going to the Lord in prayer has been increased. So we want to hear from our listeners, and we're going to ask our program director, Bishop Haywood, to let us know if we have any listeners on the line. And we want to remind you that the call-in number, if you're listening on Facebook or on the website, you need to use your phone. The call-in number is 347-850-405. And if you will press 1, Bishop Haywood will see that your hand is raised, and he will bring you in so that we may hear what you have to share. Bless you, Bishop Haywood.
Yes. Yes, blessings to you as well, Teacher Tindall and Pastor Rhodes. What an awesome, you know, encounter. I call it an encounter, you know, with and through the Word of God on today. I'd like to also echo our host, Teacher Tindall. Please press 1. And as you press 1, I will be able to bring you in. We have quite a few. Excuse me. We have quite a few on the line right now. If you are also out in the chat room listening online, you can type your question or comment. And what I will do is I will read it. I was trying to find a really nice, a good word to make me seem smart for that, but I couldn't come up with one. But I'll read it if you press 1. Now, here's the thing. It's going to be important that when you press 1 and you come in, if you would do me a favor and then press 1 again when you're done. That way I won't bring you in twice, because sometimes Teacher Tindall, those hands stay up, and then all these numbers, kind of like cities you go to, they all start looking the same. You know?
Yes.
And so you never know who you have. So, yes, once again, press 1, and we'll bring you right in. Otherwise, if you're a little bit shy and you didn't catch, you know, exactly how to do this, I will bring you into the screening room and ask for your name, where you're from, and what's your question or comment, and bring you on. All right? Pastor Sherry has a question and or comment. Go right ahead, Pastor Sherry.
Greetings. Pastor Audrey, thank you for necessary on-time words. And I want to let you all know that I was able to get out of that place after we prayed. I'm on my way home. So I just want to start the prayer because prevailing prayer does work.
Yes, it does.
So I'm so grateful, but I'm still kind of grieved by everything that's been going on in my area. So just keep me in prayer. Since I have y'all on the line, pray for me. I've been in a hotel for the past month. My house has been flooded out, and I just haven't been able to get back into my home. So I'm just believing God, trusting God. I'm living out of a suitcase, and it's very difficult for me to live like that in the midst of everything that's happening in my environment here in Texas.
Teacher Tendolf, I would like to say something to Pastor Sherry on that. You know, in listening to the message and how it is an encouragement, the words that our Pastor wrote was so preached, you know, even all my words tailor-made for some of the situations that are going on today and even, you know, the contemporary lives now. And I remember you know, when we had a house fire, Pastor Sherry, we had a horrific house fire, and we were living in a hotel, you know, and, you know, they, you know, the insurance put us up in the hotel and all that. We were there for a while, and we were eating, you know, at McDonald's and all of these places every day because we couldn't cook. And I remember Teacher Tendo, we were driving up to McDonald's one day to get dinner again, and Janae, I think, had to be maybe about 10 at that time. And when we drove up, she went, da 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 da, I'm not loving it.
Oh.
She says, we have our stuff in our car. Stuff shouldn't be in our car. Stuff should be somewhere.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, the reality of life and frustration, but we know that God has us and will bring us to where we are. But in that moment, we also are humanists, you know, the human part of us. You know, we folks want to look at us as though we're not human, you know, because it doesn't take one thing away from us, you know, that we have great faith and that we are believers and we're leaders and what have you. You know, it takes more to say, look, pray for me because of the situation. It takes less to not, you know. So, so blessings to you. And of course, we are, you know, in prayer, you know, for you and your situation. That I get excited when we get attacked because that means the enemy, you know. And I'm not saying everything is the devil. Some things just a natural course.
Yes.
But there are times the enemy will take advantage of those situations too. That so we just pray, you know, for your strength. And I'm excited, you know, for your victory, you know, at the end of this.
Amen. And Bishop Haywood, if I might piggyback listening to Pastor Sherry, you know, one of the most beautiful things about a true relationship with God is that you can be faithful while you're going through.
That's it.
So many in life, we have challenges and situations, and we want to back off or doubt. But just the fact that no matter what, and Pastor Sherry has been in this situation for a while, but yet she's never failed to step up to the plate to do what God has assigned her hands to do. And this is a lesson, listeners, that when we go through, you know, one of the things that the Lord has impressed upon me is there are times in life when we go through stuff and we want to retreat back to our humanity and our frustration and our anger. But that's the main time for us to remember what God has done and what
Amen.
He's capable of doing and the confidence
that Pastor Rose talked about, that God will see us. He sees us and he hears us. And you know what, Saint? Sometimes we got to preach this word to ourselves. The thing that Pastor Rose shared with us this morning about prayer, we need to preach it to ourselves when we are going through, knowing that God is in control and he will bring us out. I had to get that out. But you hang in there, Mary. It's gonna be, it's all not gonna be all right. It's all right because you're in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and Pastor Rhodes, you know, with it, that message that you spoke, we do have a few hands up, so we're gonna go ahead and get to those. I don't normally take this opportunity, you know, to speak, you know, every now and then, you know, our host will give us a little grace and allow me to do that. But Pastor Rhodes, you know, I had a quick question, you know, for you in light of this situation and the confidence and the faith and the messages you preach, because there's some folks right here that may not have the strength of Pastor Sherry. What would you say to them out of the message that might find themselves in a similar situation that Pastor Sherry is in? Maybe not paying one, but something similar.
Yes.
Praise God, amen. I just would encourage you to, like I said, hold on to the word of God. Pray. Encourage yourself, amen, and know that if he don't show up when you think, or show up how you think he's going to show up, just know that he's in control and that he got you, and that it may not be the way you think it should be, but it's the way that God has it to be, because in our going through, God is trying to bring us higher. And in these last and evil days, God is trying to get us in a place that he wants us ready when he come back. And whatever he needs to work out in our lives, amen, let him do it. Trust him through the process, knowing that he's with you in the process and he hasn't forgotten about us. And like I say, encourage yourself. Stay in the word of God. Stand on the word of God. If you have to keep repeating it, if you have to, like I said, stay in your secret place. Stay there and be confident in this thing. Just know that he, amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Teacher Kendall, we have.
I wrote this down. I love what you just said. Trust him in the process, knowing that he is in the process. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, Bishop Haywood. I got.
No, I'm sorry. So we have two bishops, and we have two bishops who have their hands raised. We have, you know, the provincial bishop, Hobson, His Grace, and then we have Lady Bishop Bev DeShazer. They're both waiting. I would say ladies first, but then that might seem to be me being discriminatory, because you know how close she is to me. So I'll go ahead and bring in Bishop Hobson, because Bishop Hobson, oh my gosh, Bishop Hobson, you are such a wonderful, wonderful gift. And you know, this pastor that's in your province, we just want to thank you also, you know, as well. But blessings, Bishop Hobson.
Thank you, Your Grace, Bishop Haywood, to our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Tyndall, Mother Bishop, Bebop Scott, and all the national officials. First of all, I am very proud, God be proud, of the gift that the Lord has graced us to be in the midst of, and that is in the presence of Pastor Audrey Rhodes, who brought such a wonderful and dynamic word of God on this afternoon. It really touched my heart to hear that she's doing what God has called and ordained her to do. And she's a great woman of God, a great pastor, a great friend, and a great co-laborer in Christ that the Lord has used today to share such a word for such a time as this. We are grateful to know that we have praying women that are not only praying for us, but praying us through in the Holy Ghost. And to hear how prevailing in prayer is so paramount in her life, and to be a witness to her witness for the past 5 years, the Lord has allowed us to share pulpit together The Lord has used her mightily in the things of God to bring a change not only to the kingdom of God, but to the community in which she serves. She also takes part in serving the homeless for the past 3.5 years in our community, and that's her baby. And she's praying while she's making plates. And we just want to encourage her to continue in that realm. And also to my spiritual daughter in Texas, Pastor Overseer Atkinson. I've known her for over 20-plus years, and I wanted to encourage her as well. The word that came from our spirit was, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. And just encourage your heart. Last year, our church was flooded. Last year, my condo got flooded. Last year, the restaurant got flooded, all in the matter of months. And I was living from the hotel. But I can assure you that if you keep your hand in God's hand and continue in the mission that he has called you into, that's just the light affliction, but greater is going to come out of the experience. But for those that don't understand the power of prayer and what prayer can do, let me tell you something. I'm a product of prayer because God will bring you from the guttermost to the utmost. All you have to do is trust the process of God. Thank you for this time in this space.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Bishop Hobbs.
Amen. Bishop Hobson, blessings to you as well. I want to remind everyone, please press 1, and we will bring you in. I only see one other hand up, but we got a whole full, Teacher Tender, we have a full, you know, list of numbers on here, but we only have one more number up. I do know that our EP in here, because I see him, and we'll probably bring him if no other hands come up right after Bishop Bev DeShazer Haywood. Bishop Bev DeShazer, go right ahead. Haywood, go on.
Well, praise God, and I thank God for you all, and I do give honor to God and to his precious son, Jesus, to our EP and Mother Bishop, and then all the boards, to a Teacher Tindall today, my own husband, Bishop Haywood, our speaker today, Pastor Rhodes. It's just a blessing. You know, when you hear the testimonies of the people of God, it is encouraging. And when you're talking about prayer, your mind has to go back and over the times that you needed anything or a situation that was so bad and was heart-wrenching, and you're taken to a place where the situation may make it seems like it's all hopeless, but there is God. And when I think about all the things that I've gone through and the challenges, but you know, I think on the word through, when we're going through, and in every through, there's a beginning and there's an end, an exit, an out. And all of that in between, you know, that God is there in the midst of it all. You know, and we quote the words of those three Hebrew boys when they said, in the midst of what they were dealing with, in the midst of that fire, that even if we were not delivered, it does not mean that my God is not able.
Amen.
And God moves and he delivers, and he showed himself to be God. You know, and I thought about myself even as a child. You know, my father was serving in an office that, you know, they blessed him one evening, and they gave him with what they blessed him with, a bag of coins. And that bag of coins came up missing. And he did the lining up of the kids. And we just thought we were just going to get it that night. But he said, somebody took it, and your mother and I were going to leave, and when I come back, you know, I just want it sitting on the table. I won't ask any questions. Just whoever has it, put it back. And they left. And we looked at each other, and we were asking each other, do you have it? Do you know where it is? And we were like, no, we would never do that. So everybody searched out the house. I went to my parents' bedroom, and they had this little sectional couch in their room, and I got on my knees, And I started praying, and I asked God to show me where it is. It's in the house somewhere, Father. Help me find it. And I'm sitting there, and I'm rubbing my hands on the pillow as I was praying. And I was about 9 or 10. And as I was praying and rubbing that pillow, my hand slid to the back of the pillow. And behind that pillow, down in that couch, was that bag of coins. And I pulled it out and I ran and told my brothers, you know, here it is, you know. But I think back even on that day, how God answered prayer. Even to the directing me to their bedroom, I could have went anywhere, but I went there and began to pray. God just moves like that, and he shows us that he's God. It is important as we pray to listen for his voice, not to allow our mind to be so troubled. And that's a thing that I think is a difficult thing when you're trying to bring or have peace of mind. Your mind just goes, and you can't help the thoughts that come into it, but we have to stand strong on the word of God and know that whatever I'm going through, taking me through, is the beginning of this issue, and he's going to take me to the exit and the end of this thing. And at the end of it, I know that I'm blessed, because we're already blessed. We are already blessed. And then when God adds and when he takes us through things, he didn't do it for nothing. We have a testimony now to share. And when we share that testimony, it's a blessing and a help and aid to somebody that's struggling, and for them to hear and to know what God did for you. And I know he did it for you. He can do the same for me. And just trusting him in the midst of it all. And the Pastor Sherry, you know, I just love these women of God and their service and all that they do. And, you know, just because we are who we are does not mean that we don't face the trials and the hardships. But we know that God is yet with us. And I know that God is with you, Pastor Sherry. And he's going to bring you through this to your out. And it's going to be a victorious out. And I'm thanking God for all that he will do. He's already done. He's doing right now. And we're thanking him for that he's yet to do. And I'm just glorifying God for this. And the topic of prayer is just a powerful thing. And I really believe that God wants us to get back into the action of prayer. In all that we do, in our seeking him, we just need to have those conversations with God. But as we're talking, to trust that he is able and more than able to do all that we are asking him to do, because he knows what we are in need of even before we ask it, even before we think it. He already knows. Thank you for the time. I love you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Beth. Praise God.
Mm. Well, Teacher Tendo, we have our Mother Bishop and our EP that's actually on right now.
Amen.
Praise God, and good afternoon or good morning to all of you that are listening in today. We give honor to the Lord. And we give honor to all of our leaders who are in the position of producing and bringing this radio ministry to you today. We just want to say that we certainly have enjoyed the portion of the Word of God that we were able to hear that came to us from Pastor Audrey Rhodes, a wonderful and anointed woman of God. She said many things that encourage our hearts today. Yeah. And while there are things that we know, just to hear them again is encouragement to our soul. She told us that when we pray, and this was a profound statement to me, even though I've heard it so many times before, she said, we know that when we pray, God heareth us.
Yeah.
That is confidence in God. That is faith in God. If we have any doubt whatsoever that God hears us when we pray, then we may as well not pray. But
That's
when you pray, and you know that God heareth you, then you have the ability to stand firmly in whatever request you have given, knowing that God has heard your prayer.
Amen.
Our prayers are not in vain. And so
Amen.
While Pastor Rhodes said many things today and encouraged our heart, that particular statement just stepped off of the radio waves into my spirit, and it really encouraged me today. We all have different events, tragedies, situations, circumstances in our lives that if we allow them to, can completely disorient us and
mm-hmm.
separate us from our faith.
Yeah.
But I sit here today as a witness that no matter what come against you or what you have to go through,
yeah.
the Lord will bring you out.
Yes,
yes,
Bishop and I know what it is to have been flooded out several times. One time in the middle of the night, we woke up and stepped out the bed and our feet were wet.
Yes.
Even where the water was coming in and had continued to come in. A new home we had only been living in less than 2 years. And so we have been familiar with those things. I remember one time even my car got flooded out.
Mm-hmm.
And it hauled to the shop. And the mechanic said the brain of the computer in a recently purchased Mercedes-Benz has been flooded out and it will cost you about $5,000 to have it replaced.
Mm.
But, you know, through the power of prayer, the
Jesus.
Lord brought us out. I didn't have to pay a penny.
Praise
and
then
I called the car company and I found out that the car company was being sued. And I was part of the suit, and they had to pay the whole thing. I'm just saying that to say that when you pray and
yes.
you give a situation to God, you know that he heareth us. And
yes.
not only will God, does God hear us, but he hears and answers prayer. The
yes.
thing about the answer from God, when you pray and you seek something from God, be prepared to accept God's will
yeah.
in that situation.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
Important because a lot of faith folks say, well, I pray and God didn't move. He moved.
Yes, he did.
He just didn't move the way
you
were expecting him
yes.
to move or the way you figured out he should move.
Say it, Bishop.
But remember that he knows what's best for us.
Yes, he does.
What
he
you
does.
Want may not be what you need.
Yes.
God has many times given us what we want, but what we need, we don't have.
Uh-huh.
I'm going
right.
to leave it alone because Pastor Rhodes have already laid the foundation and spread the word. But I want to say this before we go. Prevailing through the power of prayer. Prevailing is not what you have done. It's not mm-hmm. what you are going to do, but it's what you're doing right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Every day you are prevailing. You are in the midst of being triumphant. You are in the midst of overcoming.
Yes, yes.
The end is in sight, but it hasn't come here yet. So this
mm-hmm.
is what you do. Forget the things that you've already prevailed in.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
look ahead to those things which are before you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
if you keep on prevailing, one day you're going to hear that trumpet sound. God bless you. Thank you so
Amen.
Much for the opportunity.
Praise God. Truly, I thank and praise God. I want to give honor to God. Protocol has already been set. I'm not going to say much more than what Bishop said because I'm sitting right here giving him the amen corner. So
amen.
Yes.
Thank and praise God for the message that came forth through Pastor Rhodes and the words that she said. And so important that often, and what Bishop was saying, that so often, we, even as Christians, will not petition and prevail in prayer until we get into a situation that we feel the only way out is through God
Amen.
Bringing us
uh-huh.
out. But the important thing that I believe Pastor Rhodes had mentioned, the fact that it is a process.
Yes.
So, and it's a continual process.
Continuous.
It's not something that we do when we're feeling good or when things are down. As Christians,
And if the whole Christian or hold of Christendom get a hold of this and continuously prevail in prayer before God, we will see changes, not only in our personal lives, but within this world itself. The problem is sometimes that you'll just prevail when you're up against the wall, so to speak. But God is letting us know that we have got to continue to pray, and it has got to be consistent. And in that consistency, we have to learn to wait on God, because Bishop said something that is so true. We pray, and then if it doesn't happen the way we feel it should happen, then we get discouraged and talk about, well, I might as well give up because God didn't hear, God didn't answer my prayer. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. It is so important, because God will either tell us yes or no. And a lot of times our prayers that we send up before God, the answer is no.
That's right.
And we don't want to accept the no from God, but that is his plan for us, because he can see where we can't see and understand. I think of a situation that happened to me a number of years ago where I had a beautiful vehicle, and the vehicle was total. It was torn up, and I needed my car, and I was asking the Lord, well, you know, Lord, why did you allow this to happen? But God allowed that to happen because an even greater door had opened up.
That's right.
So we have to be mindful, and when we pray, and Pastor Rhodes mentioned this, that a lot of times you got to be still and listen for the voice of God.
Yes.
You're constantly yelling and carrying on. You won't hear what God is saying to you.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's so much that can be said in this message, and I'm going to stop, but I tell you, you can tell it's gotten us stirred up over here. And Pastor Rhodes, continue to preach the word of God. Continue to do as the Spirit of the Lord leads you in that element of prayer. God bless you, saints, and keep us in your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers with their hands raised? I think we may have a lapse in our connection, but I just want to say the comments of the EP and Mother Bishop, I'm a witness to all of that. And God is so good. And I love what Pastor Rhodes said about getting things right. When we go into prayer with God in the right way, as Pastor, as Bishop and Mother Bishop said, we don't go in with, well, I want this and it's what I want. We go in, as Pastor Rhodes said, with humility. And we go in trusting God that he know. We think we know what's best for us. I think I know what's best for us. I have no clue. We think we know. And there have been times in my life when I paid for things and God allowed me to get it, and it was some of the most horrible experiences that I can recount. And, you know, we have to know and understand that when we pray, and that we need to expect to God to answer according to his perfect will in our lives. Because God allows things based on his permissive will, knowing what he's doing when he allows it and knowing the outcome. But I want my prayers to be answered according to God's perfect will for my life. Amen.
Right. Amen. You know, I remember years ago there was a very popular song came out. I remember hearing it first around the 80s, and it said something to the effect, pray when everything goes wrong. But I've learned, don't wait until everything goes wrong to pray. You need to be like Cornelius, sending up your prayers every day.
Every day.
Because if everything go wrong, you may not be able to pray.
That's right.
So you pray always. Not wait till everything goes wrong.
That's right.
True.
That is right.
So true. Amen.
Amen. Well, for those of you that are listening in, guess what? We're waiting on Bishop Haywood. The theme of the UFCCM conference this year is prevailing through the power of prayer. This is going to be a tremendous conference.
Yes.
We have some of the best ministers that you would want to hear that are going to be preaching in our conference with Bishop Dr. Guy Robinson.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. From Baltimore, Maryland, and Bishop Carol Pierce, presiding bishop in the Church of God in Christ. Bishop Guy Robinson is the presiding bishop over the state of Maryland for Full Gospel Fellowship, I believe it is. And for Bishop Chantel Llewellyn, who's pastor Emmanuel Temple Holiness Church and the presiding bishop, I forget the name of her organization right now, Bishop Ronald Hobson, the presiding bishop of TPOP, the Ecclesiastical Province of Massachusetts. I'm telling you, they're all going to be there. Bishop Banks from Louisiana has given a seminar. Teacher Tindall is giving a seminar. Dr. Christina Tindall from Michigan is giving a seminar. Yes. You don't want to miss this conference.
Amen.
This is going to be it. On Friday morning, we're having a consecration of a new bishop in the conference, Bishop Beverly Haywood. And we're opening the conference of a service of ascension in memory of His Grace Bishop, the late Bishop J.G. Kramer. You don't want to miss this conference. If you haven't registered, if you haven't signed up, if you haven't made arrangements, I'm going to say like Bishop Haywood said, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Yes.
It won't be long. We're going to be in the midst of a powerful impartation of the Holy Spirit in Pasadena, Maryland. Thank you for letting me get that in.
You know what, Bishop E.T., I'm glad I had that in my notes to make that announcement, but I am so happy that you took the time to emphasize that and to encourage, because we're excited. This is going to be our 19th annual. And I feel so happy because God has blessed me to be at all 19 or 18 and looking forward to being tonight. Conference is going to be headquartered by the headquarters jurisdiction under the leadership of Her Grace Jurisdictional Bishop Shirley A. Tindall. She and her team on the headquarters division are working diligently. They found a beautiful space, all the wonderful amenities. You will not want to miss this conference. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I know where Bishop Haywood went. Bishop Haywood, are you back?
Yes, I've actually been back for a while. I've just been kind of relaxing and listening.
Well, you were real relaxed because we couldn't hear your voice. But any more callers?
I'm excited already.
We do have another caller, and you know, again, Pastor Rhodes, what a blessing on prayer. I've heard everyone that has spoken on the words that you. So blessings to you. Thank you so much. But we do have another caller. Okay, here we is. Right here we are. Evangelist Singleton from Alabama. Go right ahead, Evangelist Singleton.
Good evening. With protocol already established, blessing and fresh anointing to all leadership of this program and listeners of the word, regardless of your position, your status, your affiliation, God is in control.
Yeah.
Not only am I a sister in Christ with Evangelist Rose, Pastor Rose, but I am her biological sister from Alabama.
Amen.
I want her to know that she truly enjoy the message. We understand that God is in control. He knows us. He knows all about us. It's time that we know God for ourselves. We can't keep seeking God through somebody else. But it's time for us to get to know God for ourselves. And we just thank you for the word. Thank you for the anointing. In Jesus' name, you all have a blessed day. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Singleton, we're so happy that you're with us, and we enjoyed your expressions, and we encourage you to tune in to us. We're on the second Saturday of every month, so you are cordially invited to tune in and let others know as well. Do we have anyone else, Bishop Haywood?
Well, no, we don't have any others on the line, and I, you know, but I would like to, if I could just take 13.9 seconds of football time. What I'd like to say is, you know, this was quite a blessing to us, and I heard Mother Bishop and our EP commenting on the prayer conditions and all those things from where our speaker, Pastor Rhodes, has spoken it, and it put me in the and I remember when Mother Bishop was talking about the car situation. It was a better blessing, and sometimes to know is a doorway to something much more. You know, and sometimes to know is to protect us, because I remember right before the pandemic hit, we were positioned, you know, we had a benefactor that, you know, had put his money on the table, I mean, to purchase a beautiful building for us and all these things, and just out of the blue, you know, my wife just told him, no, don't do it. She says, no, don't do it. You know, and right before that, the year before, we have a beautiful relationship with our bank here. They always help us. And we were looking at a property, and they said no. And I said, you know, I didn't get discouraged by it at all. You know, I really didn't. But what I see now is the pandemic hit. And when the pandemic hit, if we'd have had those properties, you know, God would have taken care of us, but if we'd have had those properties, what would have happened in terms of us being able to even keep them at that time?
Amen.
You know, so sometimes, you know, and I appreciate those words from our Pastor Rhodes and the clarity from our Mother Bishop and our EP about sometimes – he does, yeah, he answers. God answers. Sometimes it's no. so blessings to you. But I don't see. I tried to talk a little bit to see if anyone else wanted to press one, but no one else has pressed one, Teacher Tendo. So with that being said, blessings to you. What a wonderful program today.
Amen. Amen. And you know, there's so many things we could even continue on and on, but we're not going to. But I'm not discouraged when we don't have a lot of listeners and callers, because our job is to plant the seeds of the word and let the word take root and let God do his work. And if
we do have a lot of callers, Teacher Tendo, a lot of callers.
Yeah,
none of them just wants to say anything.
That's what I'm saying, Bishop Haywood. Even though they don't say anything, we know that God touches and speaks through his word to people's hearts, and they may not say anything, but that word has been planted in them, and we just are going to continue to do the work of the Lord, knowing that our job is to plant the seeds, but God will give the increase. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. So Bishop Tindall gave us one of our announcements. I first of all want to give thanks to our Ecumenical Patriarch and Mother Bishop. They are such sources of encouragement in this ministry. And we could go on and say a lot about them, but we're so grateful. I don't think they missed a broadcast since we had been on the air, and this is going into our eighth year. And we just thank God that he's brought us down through the years and is continuing to allow us to share the word through this UFCCM anointed radio, and for our Ecclesiastical Board of Bishops and all of our listeners for your support, especially to our very own Bishop Haywood. And I won't talk about it now, but we have a team in place now for our broadcast, and Bishop Haywood is the leader of our team who is training us and preparing us to even do greater work through this broadcast, and we're so grateful to him. I want to remind you that our second quarterly UFCCM Laity Network Connection Zoom event will be on Saturday, May the 27th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We have an exciting event planned, and information will be posted on our UFCCM website, and we will also be sending out an email. So please mark your calendars and plan to participate in that. And our next broadcast will be on Saturday, June the 10th at 12 noon. And we're looking forward to a wonderful broadcast. We don't know who our speaker is, but we're led of the Lord, and he directs and guides us as to who we should ask to bring forth the word. And we thank God for Pastor Rhodes. What a powerful word. Setting us up as we go into our conference this year, focusing on prevailing through the power of prayer. And she brought out so beautifully, not only do we prevail, but it's necessary, the necessity of prevailing in a time such as this. We want to remind you about our 24-hour prayer meeting. Bishop and Mother Bishop will be sending out information for that. And if you haven't signed up to take a slot of time, if it's 15 minutes, half an hour, or an hour, and I'm telling you, when we have this 24-hour prayer, sometimes it's hard to even stop after an hour, but we know that God is blessing. And before we have our closing prayer, if there are any special prayer requests, we have a moment now for anyone that would like to share any special prayer requests that they may have. We want to keep Pastor Sherry in prayer, knowing God's got her situation and he's already working it out. Any other prayer requests right now? And if not, if there are any unspoken, God knows what we need even before we ask, and we're going to ask our own Bishop Haywood if he would bring to us and come forward now with our closing prayer.
Blessings. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you right now for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all that has transpired. And as we begin, Lord God, to move toward our 19th annual UFCCM Fellowship Conference, Father, we know that all things are already in place. We may not physically, Lord God, at this moment, have everything ready from every single area of the country in our own personal spaces. Father, we know, God, that there are some, Lord God, that are still struggling, trying to figure out how am I going to get there? How am I going to pay for this and pay for that? So, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, touch them, God, from the crowns of their heads to the sole of their feet. And, God, Lord God, open up a way, Lord, for that desire, that true desire that they have to fellowship with the saints and to fellowship, Lord God, and to be renewed and revived, Lord God, and to receive information. So, God, that we may all be able to further the borders of your kingdom. So we thank you even right now. We thank you, Lord God, for the pastor, Lord God, who preached, Lord, and taught us on today regarding the theme of our conference in prayer. Father, the conditions of it, Lord God, the circumstances that surround it, and God, the life examples that she gave. We thank you, God, even right now. So touch her and cover her, God, right now. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that her ministry, Lord God, is she's given her time today to do this, Lord, because we know pastoring, Lord God, there are so many demands upon us, but God, she took the time today to be with us. So touch God right now in the name of Jesus. Touch God, Pastor Rhodes, Lord. We've already prayed. She's already prayed. So all we do now is touch and agree in the name of Jesus.
In
and Father,
name.
We thank you for our host, God. We thank you, Lord God, for her dedication, Lord God. And as you continue to inspire her and encourage her, Lord God, as she moves and walks into the next level and step of this ministry. That God, the tools, Lord God, that have not even been taken out of the toolbox yet, Lord God. We thank you, God, right now, Lord God, that the fellowship will see the value and begin, Lord God, to call and use what the UFCCM has to empower the ministries that we may be able to do God's will and his work effectively. We thank you for our EP, Lord God, and our Mother Bishop.
Thank
Father
you,
God, as we continue, Lord, to be in good health and great health, both mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, and Lord God, within this fellowship as it grows and does, Lord God, as it pleases you. So we thank you even right now. Now, Lord God, as we leave this place, Lord, but not your presence, God, we ask, God, that you would meet us here again, Lord, even in tomorrow and our various services on tomorrow, that the move of God, Lord, and the ways of God would be strong and consistent. And, Lord, as we meet again in the next Laity broadcast, Father God, that you will meet us here as you always do. And as we begin, Lord God, to prepare for the conference, we know that you're already there. We've already, Lord God, moved into it, but our bodies may not have, but the spirit, Lord God, in the places of destiny is already there. So we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. And if we can do nothing else, we thank you. In Jesus' holy, mighty, and matchless name, thank God. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Bishop Haywood. Remember, everybody, the necessity of prevailing through the power of prayer. God be with you all, protect you, keep you under his divine protection until we meet again. In Jesus' name, we love you. Have a wonderful day. God bless. Bye.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to ufccm.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
So now we bring to you Bishop Kramer. God bless you, Bishop.
Thank you, and good morning to everyone. It is a blessing and a pleasure to be here today. We're looking forward to our year-end meeting. We're excited about all the things that God is going to do. And using our theme, Moving Forward by Faith, I want to take just a few moments to share some thoughts with you that God laid on my heart. The scripture's already